Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2 joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Coverage of the 2025 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Retail Association of Nevada, looking out for business. And by Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
We don't have a choice where we go to school, even if it's unsafe or we're being bullied. It's not fair. Every family should be able to choose the school that is best for us, not just the families who have a lot of money. Governor Lombardo wants to give every kid and every family the ability to go to a school where we can learn and where we're safe. He's fighting for us. Thank you, Governor Lombardo.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance, where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link. Our plans are made for your plans.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino during the $150,000 Denim and Diamonds giveaways, with cash and free play drawings every Thursday and Saturday, and $30,000 in grand finale giveaways Saturday, May 31st, including a top prize of $20,000 guaranteed. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City, and not just because he lives here. We are here at the home of the Nevada Builders Alliance in Carson City, and we're here with Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me. I was driving by, saw your car, thought I'd stop in.
I appreciate that. And we have a whole bunch of things, obviously, to talk about. The first one I want to talk about was an email that I just got this morning as I was driving in. Funding for PBS. Concern from board members that funding could be cut for PBS. Talking about the educational value, the nature program, so many good things that they do. Also, because this was from a fairly conservative person who is a board member, who said, yes, they know that the news coverage can be kind of iffy sometimes, but, you know, in terms of being balanced. But your thoughts on potential cuts to PBS?
Well, I support the funding for PBS, and that hasn't been a secret. I view them as infrastructure. I get that their news coverage or whatever has not been conservative enough for some people, and that's fine. But that funding, especially in a place like Nevada, when everything else hits the silk, and you're like, hey, what are we going to do? I think PBS is kind of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and PBS are both infrastructural in nature, in terms of that's where you go if you want information, especially in an emergency, blah, 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 that sort of thing. No disrespect to the TV people around here, but I just see them as part of the infrastructure. And for the, listen, Sam, you want to get real? It's like, hey, the government doesn't own any broadcast assets. So these guys are important, and I just think they do a good job. And I've supported them and will continue to. Matter of fact, I had a meeting with Tom Cole 2 weeks ago to say, hey, where are we looking at on this? And he says, you know, there's Republicans that support that. I think they may get zeroed out in the committee markup for Mr. Adderholt's committee. But it's like, listen, we're fighting for them. I just some people go, oh my God, I can't believe it. And it's like, on balance, I think it's money well spent. And if we get into real serious emergency stuff, that's an asset that that I think merits, I think we cover, what, 10% of their, of their. So it's like, it's not that they probably couldn't go out and raise that 10% lickety split. But anyhow, I think it's important to keep that relationship going forward.
All right, so let's talk about lands, Bill.
What lands?
The reconciliation process was one that was really pushed by Senator Reid back in the day.
Yeah.
Along with getting rid of the filibuster for federal judges. You know, sometimes it benefits you, sometimes it can go the other direction, as we know.
Yeah.
Because he didn't include Supreme Court justices in that, and then when the Republicans became in power, they changed that. So let me throw out a few things to you.
Okay.
Why does the Public Lands Amendment that was added to the mega budget bill send proceeds to the U.S. Treasury rather than mandating that the funds generated from those land sales be spent here in Nevada as they have been for the last decades?
Real brutal answer, because we don't have Harry Reid in there now going, this is going to be part of my deal. And that's no disrespect to anybody that's there now. It includes me. Nobody there now, unless they're keeping their lobbying plan a secret, will get the votes necessary on my side or the other side in the Senate to say, that's fine, we'll let you keep those lands, or we'll let you keep those funds in Nevada. There's just no appetite for it. And I've checked it out amongst my folks. Even next door, they're like, how come Utah doesn't have it? You know, how come, God, California, there's not enough for them. How come Idaho doesn't have it? How come Arizona doesn't have it? And, you know, my response has been, hey, I'm all for you. But, you know, when you talk at that level, you need somebody with the stature of a Senate majority leader or a minority leader who has the ability to impose their will on both sides of the Capitol in the overall scheme of thing. And I'm saying this about me, too. We don't have that person.
So these lands bills have been sought for a long time for housing in southern Nevada in particular, but also other things. In northern Nevada, a lot of economic development projects have been sitting there, whether it be checkerboards or just opening up lands for development that is coming in a big rush to places like Fernley. And you managed to get this at least into the reconciliation bill. Do you want to just explain very briefly what reconciliation means rather than regular order?
Well, in a brief, it's like it has to have an impact on the U.S. Treasury. So there's people griping about, you didn't do a conservation element. I can't by the rules. It'll get washed out. And so I can't do any of those things in it. It has to have the Byrd rule. The Senate parliamentarian is something that frankly, you take that into account because you don't want to try something and get it blown out in the Senate. So we've been working very transparently with, do you think this will pass the Byrd rule? Sam, the stuff that's in there is in there because, first of all, it's been in front of both committees for several Congresses now. So it's not, oh my God, where did this come from? We don't draw maps on a line. You know, the Fernley piece came from the Lyon County Commission, which is TRI-2. Now, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but the TRI-1, that development did in terms of economic development in this neighborhood.
45,000 jobs.
Well, so there you go. And so it's like, listen, this is a good thing. It's within the limits of the city of Fernley. It gets sold to Fernley, just like we did the Yarrington Lands Bill 10 years ago. They do a development agreement with those folks on terms that are theirs. Everything's fully subject to NEPA. Everything's fully subject to local planning and zoning. Same with Sparks. Sam, you look at Washoe County, and it's like the city of Reno, who is completely entitled to decide what their growth strategies are, has done that. They don't want a whole bunch of land around them, and I'm not sure there's a whole bunch around them, frankly. I mean, we're sitting in Carson. Carson's almost out of Schlitz for developable parcels and stuff like that. Sparks wanted about 14,000 acres to kind of go a little north and south, so there's 14,000 acres there. Some of it's in Washoe County, but nonetheless, that's the Sparks City Council. That's those folks. Jackie Rosen's Washoe County lands bill last time. Not a shock. Now, I can't put all of northern Washoe County into conservation area and wilderness and stuff like she wanted to do, which would have been, by the way, an 80 to 1 ratio. The NAS Fallon bill was 8 to 1. The one that we got out of the House for the rest of northern Nevada was 4 to 1. You think 80 to 1, you think that dog's going to hunt in the House or a Republican-controlled Senate, Sam? I don't know. But so you take those things and you say, hey, here you go, straight up, sale of land, impact on the U.S. Treasury, it qualifies. And so that's how those things got in there. Actually, the Pershing County checkerboard, when you get done, checkerboard consolidation by definition is a neutral thing.
Right.
And so it's not like, well, there's 360,000 acres we're selling. No, there's 360,000 acres in Pershing County along Interstate 80, hunters and fishermen, that if it works, you'll consolidate it. And so the federal estate will remain the same. The private estate will remain the same. It's just usable in the context of along I-80. And then the last part is the 65,000 acres in Clark. And what I can tell you is I sure as heck didn't draw lines on a map. That came from speaking with the Clark County Commission to try to help them through the process from our side. So that's not new to anybody. And Sam, it's Moapa and Mesquite is the biggest chunks of land. Not to say that shouldn't go through the whole process too, and it will, but you're sitting there going, oh, this is more urban sprawl or whatever. It's like there's a little tiny piece that is contiguous to the existing SNPLMA boundary in Las Vegas in terms of the strip and whatever proper. And so that doesn't mean, you know, therefore it's all righteous, but these things about, oh my God, and sprawl and we're getting hosed because we don't get the money. And it's like, listen, that was a great deal. Education, SNWA got 10%. And the SNPLMA fund, which by the way, we did save, that $1.8 billion is still protected. It's like, hey, I'm sorry, given the rules of whatever the thing was, I'm not going to subscribe to what has at least been de facto a no-growth agenda where it's like, well, if we just don't release federal lands. Sam, that map, you may have seen it, that has red on it. Nevada's all red except for a blob around Las Vegas and the checkerboard from the Transcontinental Railroad. And so when I was talking to the speaker, I said, you got a chokehold on every community in the state from Gerlach to Las Vegas. They're all
completely— Are you talking about Speaker Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All completely surrounded. And showed him the map. Go, what am I supposed to do? This is not, hey, if we can get some federal lands over here, it'll be whatever. It's like, it's not an option if you want to pursue responsible growth. And I'll end with this. The folks in Clark County, in the 23 years since SNPLMA was enacted, they were authorized 70,000 acres. They've sold a little over half, 40,000 acres. In 23 years, Sam, that is not what I call rampant, wild, forget about the environment or conservation stuff. That sounds to me like fairly responsible growth. And I'm a guy from the north saying that.
Okay, but they have the ability right now to take that land and develop it?
They have that ability to identify it and ask BLM to have an auction, which is how they did all those auctions.
So, all public. And would that be part of the Southern Nevada lands bill?
You mean part of this?
No. Would that be the old Southern Nevada lands bill just because that was done during that time?
Yeah, that's what set the standard for how you handle these things, which is like, what are you going to do? Somebody's going to cut a fat hog on this deal and blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's all transparent. It's public auction.
All right. So let me ask you this, if I may.
You can.
Who on the Clark County Commission did you talk to that wanted this to happen for Clark County?
Over the last three Congresses, I spoke with Jim Gibson. I've spoke with Marilyn Kirkpatrick. Marilyn's not happy right now because she's the one who's got the Southern Nevada Water Authority stuff. So there are water issues down there, which are going to have to be dealt with anyhow. I spoke with the county manager. I did not speak with April Becker because she's newly elected.
Did you talk to Tig?
Hi, Tig. Good to hear. Good to
An
hear
old colleague of yours.
Yeah. Good to hear that you're open-minded. I still miss your mom. But anyhow, my point, Sam, is this. The way we dealt with Clark County, we said, if this is what you guys want, then fine, we'll help you on it to give you another angle to approach this whole thing in terms of Senate and House. Having said that, I mean, normally we go, hey, we're not doing anything for you unless you send us a resolution that says this is what you want. We didn't get that from them this time. But it's like, well, okay. And, you know, there's various reasons we don't get the money or whatever. It's like, I can't do anything about that. But I think overall, in my mind, the thing was, first of all, we didn't sneak around on anybody. We got the map from them, so we must have been talking to somebody, Sam. And it's like, really? So you're going to let what you think is the perfect, I think impossible, in the U.S. Congress now basically lock you down? And you say, well, how come the 30,000 acres, 28,000 acres that hasn't been sold under the existing bill, how come that hasn't been sold? And it's like, well, first of all, it's a function of the market. But second of all, part of that market function is if it's too far away from existing infrastructure, all those normal development things, then obviously nobody's going to pay for it. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I mean, what you basically said is, other than for affordable housing, there's some language in there that makes that a little different. It's like, I think the market down there's done a hell of a job of not going, we just need to subdivide everything and whatever. Like, the record doesn't support that statement.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Congressman Mark Amadei after this timeout.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain. And for over 90 years, the Nevada Trucking Association has been the voice for the men and women in the trucking industry. From Carson City to Washington, D.C., we advocate for policies to protect our trucking companies and keep commerce flowing. Because Nevada's and America's prosperity is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2. So one of the things that you got thrown at you by other members of Nevada's congressional delegation was it was in the middle of the night. My thought was, and this was inspired by a couple of emails I got, was that if it had happened at noon, you would have been accused of passing this at lunchtime when nobody was looking. If it was 4 o'clock, you would have been accused of doing it at tea time when everybody was going out for their tea beverages. This was just a part of the fact, A, that the Democrats had so many objections to this.
Well, no, actually, we had to go through 100 Democrat amendments to this proposed bill from the Natural Resources Committee. We had 100 of them to go through. And so we started at 10 in the morning, and by the time we got done doing all of them, listen to the testimony, you know, all that in accordance with all the rules for debate, it was about midnight or 12:30 when it's like Bruce Westerman, who's the chairman of the committee, goes, we're going to do your amendment when we get done with the Democrat ones. Well, when we get done with the Democrat ones was about 12:30. Listen, if it was up to me, I'd have loved to have done it, you know, before dinner or whatever. I mean, I'm I'm not exactly a college age kid where I just hit my stride at 12:30, you know. So we did it when it was our turn. And there were a few amendments after it. But it was like, no disrespect to any of my colleagues, but it's like, well, we did it when we did it because we had to wait till we got done with the Democrat ones. And when it was our turn, we did it.
Okay. So, Dina Titus, you worked with her back in the legislature here in Nevada.
And in Congress too.
And in Congress too. But the press release she put out, she was not happy with you either. Did you have conversations with her privately about this?
Dina and I did not talk about this because it came up kind of quick. But here's the thing, Sam. I completely understand what those guys said. They're in Las Vegas.
So you're talking about Susie Lee, Stephen Horsfood.
Dina, Jackie, all this stuff. It's like, listen, I get it. I guess because I've been doing this long enough to where, you know, you should be like, okay, by God, game on or something. It's like, I get it. You've got your constituencies that are composed of who they are and what their interests are. And so the culture nowadays, unfortunately, is just, hey, this is about talking points and whatever. And I don't know that we disagree on the policy, but they can't come out and say, well, maybe this is a good way to start or something like that. They've got to go, oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. All the Sierra Club talking points and all that stuff. It's like, I get it. No hard feelings.
All right. So if you look at it from the dual standpoint, the public face, the private face, you feel that actually everybody is pretty happy with what was accomplished?
Oh, no, I don't put words in anybody's mouth. But I will say this, Sam. Well, it's interesting that Senator Cortez Masto has a Southern Nevada lands bill that she's on. Susie Lee and I are the folks trying to help him from that perspective in the House. It's got a companion bill in the House. You don't see me going, it's like, hey, you need to have the ability to grow in some reasonable manner in Clark County. Whether you're Henderson, whether you're North Las Vegas, whether you're Boulder City, whether you're Clark County or Las Vegas. And so I get why they're doing what they're doing, and I understand it. Okay. Nonetheless, it helps, just like it did with other issues. It helps to be in the majority, and so I'm trying to make that work for four counties in Nevada, a Fernley piece, a Sparks piece for the most part, consolidation of checkerboard and Pershing, and to give them something to talk about in Clark.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. Our community is our foundation. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
All hail the $200,000 Cash is King giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Weekly prize drawings including thousands in cash and free play. And two big grand prize giveaway events, each with a $15,000 cash winner guaranteed. Only at the Carson Valley Inn.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amity of CD2. So Jackie Rosen also had a lands bill that she's been working on that covered a lot of different areas. Mm-hmm. Have you had any conversation with her?
Actually, you know, interestingly enough, no. Which was a little interesting, but I'll tell you what, we obviously saw the bill after it was introduced, and I had mentioned a little earlier, it had a ratio of conservation to development of 80 to 1. I struggled mightily to get my 4 to 1 out of my own house when I'm in the majority. Oh, and I don't agree with those people, But it's like, I'm not going to come back and say, well, we disagreed and I got nothing done. And so when you talk about Jackie's bill, I mean, we took the part that the city of Sparks was primarily involved with and said, I get that. That qualifies for reconciliation. So we'll put it in. I also got a letter from the mayor of Sparks saying, this is what we want. Not that I paraded it around, but, you know, like, well, you didn't talk to anybody. It's like, listen, Sam, nobody sneaks a lands bill in. I mean, here we are talking about it. Blah, blah, blah. It was like, well, you snuck it in. It's like, I didn't sneak anything in. These bills have all been floating around for the last three Congresses. The checkerboard actually passed the House while Ryan Zinke was the Secretary of Interior in Pershing County, and that bill sold land to mining companies. So anyhow, it's like this deal of, oh my God, it's a surprise and it's the middle of the night. With the stuff in Jackie's Washoe stuff, all of that stuff is like, listen, none of this is new to anybody involved.
Okay, very quick answer on this. How solid is the reconciliation plan to get passed by the House and Senate to be able to come to fruition?
Well, there's a lot of moving parts in that.
Of course.
Fair question. Heck, I don't know. As we sit here, when you and I are talking, 60-40 in favor?
Wow, that's still long odds.
Well, I don't
better odds, but...
Our record of getting to 100 is excellent so far. But, you know, you need to have all those parts moving. You need to have the White House working. You need to have the Secretary of Interior working. You need to have the folks within working. But I like where we're at.
And that's where you have to leave it. Congressman, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for the cup.
You're welcome. And we'll be right back.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Coverage of the 2025 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp, that works for you. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Retail Association of Nevada, looking out for business. And by Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers come to you from Carson City, from the headquarters of the Nevada Builders Alliance. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.